everybody. My name is Stella, and welcome to Redefining Ourselves, where I bring on people who identify as women or females, and we talk about their experience as women and as females in today's society. With me is my older sister, Lucia. Say hi.
Hi.
And today we're going to talk about stigmas. So, my first question, I guess I could say, is, like, the first subject I want to really talk about and dive into is, periods and all of the stigmas and crap that people think and feel about it. So, like, I have a, my first question for you is, like, what is your experience with periods been when, like, talking to men / other people, like, initially men, but also, like, other people about periods and, like, what are the assumptions and, like, kind of thoughts about it been?
Well, I've never really had any shame about my period. It wasn't something that I ever felt like I had to hide from my family or my friends. I remember the first person I told was my friend. Like, I got it, and I freaked out because I thought it was something else in my pants. And so...
Dude, same.
Then I was like, wait, no, that's not... That's blood. And I wish that I had been told in more detail what to expect. But honestly, before I even got it, I didn't really understand it fully. I was like, it happens once a month? What does that even mean? Like, is it for the full month? Is it for, like, a day? Is it for, like... Does it happen, like, at midnight on a full moon? What is it? So, yeah, I didn't fully understand it, but I never felt shame about it either. Because I grew up in a home environment that I never felt shame for being a woman.
Yeah.
Or having female body parts or, you know, any of that.
Yeah.
But I feel uncomfortable talking about it with men who I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I don't know very well. Not because I'm ashamed of it, but because, like, I don't know. I just don't feel safe.
Yeah, and also, it's not, like, I've had so much ease talking to, like, the most random women about my period. Oh, as yeah. I've gotten more comfortable with it. But it's, like, this fear of being brutally, like, judged.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of... Because I remember... a while back, so, like, when I was still in middle school, I was talking to some of my friends about it, who also had it, and some guys in my class, they didn't say anything, and they didn't say anything unkind, but it was, like, you could see, like, the absolute fear in their eyes. Mm. And it was, like, it made sense why they were scared, but at the same time, it was disappointing, you know, because, like, it's, I don't know. It's so crazy to think that something so normal could scare the absolute crap out of someone, you know?
Well, I think that I feel unsafe around men because, like, they don't... Well, usually they don't understand it, honestly.
Yeah.
They don't really understand what it is. I mean, just, like, I didn't fully understand it. But it's the whole thing where, like, boys and girls, or, like, females and males are separated. in middle school when you learn about this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? So that girls can have, like, one side of the story, and then guys can have, like, you know, a toned down or, like, censored, another version. Yeah, censored version of the story. Like, that's just...
Well, yeah, and
so harmful for everyone.
Exactly, and like just, the censorship, like also like in like period ads and stuff, where it's like blue.
What?
Oh yeah, in period ads. Yeah, in period ads, like Tampax and stuff, they don't use like a red colored substance to show like the absorbency of like pads and
tampons and stuff.
They use blue liquid. Yeah. Like this, the absolute censorship of even products used for periods. Like, that is just proving, like, the absolute, like, amount of, like, uneducation.
Yeah.
And, sure. Like, just, like...
No, it's the whole thing about, like, period blood is somehow more, just grosser than regular blood.
Yeah, even though it is the only blood that leaves the human body, like... only normal human blood that leaves the body without being like harmed by yourself or someone else. Like, yeah, there are like nosebleeds and stuff, but like those are not normal.
Well, I mean, like it happens because of, you know, like a burst of capillaries, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but it's not like you don't get a nosebleed monthly.
Yeah, it's not part of.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not the same. But you mentioned, like, in the beginning, something about, like, not knowing. And I was actually, like, talking to someone about this, and I told them, like, I was, like, I was not prepared when I first got my period. And, yes, so I had, like, a very different experience as you. Like, you felt comfortable telling someone immediately about your period, but... For me, it made me just feel more uncomfortable about myself because I was just kind of coming to terms with my, like, gender identity, and it really, like, screwed me up because it, like, before that, I felt a little bit less, like, reminded continuously of how, like, female I felt. But then when I got my period, I really, like, it was like a slap in the face, like, you are, like, a reminder that, like, monthly, that you are female, in a way. Like, it's not, but that is exactly how I felt about it. So I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. And I was talking to this person about it, and so because I didn't talk to anybody about it, I didn't know anything about it. I mean, I knew it happened monthly, but I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how it would happen, and, like... I didn't know how, like, tampons worked, how pads worked, none of that. And, like, I was talking to this person, and he was so surprised. He was like, you didn't have, like, support, you didn't have any education, even in, like, the family that we grew up, like, we live with, like, who are super open about talking about their periods, who are super... willing to give this kind of information. I don't think they realize, like, nobody realizes that sometimes it is so uncomfortable for young girls to ask about this because it is so stigmatized and it's such a, like, a taboo topic. You don't want to talk about it. I felt disgusting because, it was partly because of my, like, gender identity, but it also just, like, I felt horrible about myself because of, like, what... Like, just everybody has made it, like, what kind of topic it's turned into. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's absolutely horrible. Like, I was so scared to tell you or my mom about it, and you both only use tampons. And so I had to, like, all of the girls that I know start with pads, and then they move on to tampons. But I had to teach myself how to use a tampon, like, the first day And oh my God, was it uncomfortable. No, holy it was really, crap.
For the first like 24 hours, it was so uncomfortable.
Because every, nobody every time I sat down yeah, and lied down. Exactly. Because nobody explains awkward. To you how to use it and or how far to push it in. Like none of that. Nobody knows that. Because well, nobody tells
it's not that. It's like no one talks about the feeling of it. Like
yeah. Like every time, like I've had to coach some of my friends into using it because of the fact that they're so uncomfortable using it. And I've had to tell them like what it's supposed to feel like because I was never told that. And even though I have a family, exactly, like I never feel
like after the first like 2 days,
I got used to it. I had to get used to it because I was too scared to tell you or my mom, our mom, about the fact that I'd gotten one. And so I just didn't ask for a pad. And it was so uncomfortable and so like weird. But yeah, I've had to like coach friends through it because they're completely uneducated, even if they have an accepting family who like can talk about it. And I don't think parents realize, like, unless the child asks, like they're not gonna talk about it. So I don't know, that's like because it's like such a uncomfortable topic.
And I think the other like thing about like, well, you're talking about stigma, and it was only just a few days ago that I learned that the menstrual cycle does not mean your period. The menstrual cycle is like all of it. It's the hormones, like, ovulation, the emotions.
Yeah.
Like your period is
like PMSing and all that.
Part.
Yeah.
Of the menstrual cycle. But your menstrual cycle does not equal your period.
Well, yeah, the menstrual
and
cycle
I didn't
is like
even
a
know
rhythm.
That.
Yeah.
No, you're. Yeah, and like that just goes to show how much this stuff is like just. It's so not talked about. At
like
all.
Yeah, even you who like, both of us like I didn't know that either, and both of us like. Who's like talk about this all the time and talk about our periods with other people trying to like, you know, maybe make it less uncomfortable and weird. Like even we didn't freaking know that.
Yeah.
Because like nobody like talks about
it. I saw it from a freaking TikTok.
And that's like, that's another thing is I was talking to the same person who was surprised about the fact that I was not educated about my own period before I got it. I literally learned so much about my period and about like my body from TikTok, like more from my body
that's
or
crazy.
More from TikTok than from school or
crazy.
From my family. And he was surprised. He was like, no, there's no way. And it's also that it's like the assumptions that are made about it, like how would he know? Mm-hmm. Right, like It's crazy.
And the whole thing about, like, almost hysteria or, you know, women who, like, when they're going through their menstrual cycle or when they're on their period, and, like, when our emotions are just much more sensitive, we're more sensitive to everything. And not in, like, a... Oh, they said something mean to me. But, like, much... When I say sensitive, I mean, like, just much more aware of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how everything makes us feel. And people, especially men, call that, like, BS. You know, they say, like, oh, they're just crazy.
Yeah.
And...
Or the opposite, just, when a woman is just
so
worked up
ignorant.
Or angry because
well,
of
no,
a large
the same
issue,
thing.
They then, when they are on their period, it's bullshit. But then when they aren't on their period and they're just worked up, when they're just worked up because they're angry or something, then they're on their period.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't know.
So... Those are a couple. Yeah, I don't know. We covered a lot of bases, I feel like, with, I don't know, just, like, talking about this stuff that And
there's so much more to talk about.
Oh, like, oh my god. People, you can continue, just keep talking.
And there's so much ignorance about it. Like, there's so much that's kept from women, too.
Oh, yeah.
Or people with uteruses, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god, I have to say this because it makes me so angry. A while ago, I saw this TikTok that was this AFAB person who, I guess was non-binary or, you know, didn't identify as a woman. And they said, I guess they had their period or something, and they're, like, they were kind of in pain, whatever. And they said, the uterus is not an ally. Don't let anyone tell you that it is. And, like, that just made me so angry.
Oh, my God.
Like, misogyny is, like, it's so dangerous.
Even within the community.
Oh, especially within the community.
Yeah.
Especially within the non-binary community.
Oh, like, yeah.
People, I don't know, it makes me so sad. It's gone the opposite way where people are like, yeah. I mean, no, it's not really gone the opposite way. Misogyny has always been really strong, but yeah, I don't know. That's a whole other episode that you could go into.
Oh yeah, for sure. But yeah, for anybody that's confused, the uterus is not an enemy.
Uterus.
Because you can't cut it out, you gotta get you. First off, you gotta get used to it because you're stuck with it. That's the first thing.
Well, I mean, unless like, you know, it's your yeah. no your body it, your choice. Yeah. But if you feel a certain hatred towards it, I think that should be explored a little bit, and maybe unpacked, and maybe you should think about what kind of hatred that is. If it's truly, you know.
Yeah, and also
you don't feel in the right body, or if it's everything that society has told you.
Exactly. I was about to say, like, what kind of society do you live in that is making you feel like a part of your body? Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's something you, like, that person can think about. It's like, what, like, the society you live in, like, is making, like, you should maybe think about that society is what is making you feel like a natural part of your body that does natural things monthly is an enemy. Like, that is something you need to think about.
I mean, I think this goes right into your, like, it's a perfect segue into your next question, which is about body hair.
So that's, like, the first section that I really wanted to talk about with stigmas is just periods in general. And the second one, which is a huge one in society, which is, like, standards. So, like, beauty standards and body hair, makeup, all of it. So, like, my main question would be, like, what are your thoughts on beauty standards?
God. I don't even know. It's so hard because it's just really complicated. And I think that beauty standards are tricky because part of our attraction is, like, you know, it's just your attraction to someone is, you can't control it. But I think there is a part of it that's, like, we're attracted to what society has told us is beautiful. And that's kind of, I think that can be undone. You can.
Oh, 100%.
You can, because I think that can be harmful. Especially when it comes to, you know, self-image.
Yeah.
And if in comparison, like,
yeah,
that's something I'm really working on, especially
this
year. That's definitely one of my New Year's resolutions, is to just quit the comparing or and it's, like work on it.
It's so hard to work on yourself when first off you live in a world where social media exists.
Yeah.
And also a world where like society just tells you if you're not self-conscious, if you're not constantly trying to make yourself look better, then you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like nobody's gonna want you.
Yeah. That's what I've been struggling a lot with, my own body hair journey. I haven't gotten rid of my body hair in almost a year now. And it's hard. It's really hard because it's painless to grow my body hair out. You know, there's like the most pain I feel is fear of judgment from others, which is awful. I shouldn't have to worry about that. But the fear that I, or the pain that I feel when I do get rid of it is like this physical and also like emotional and spiritual pain of like,
yeah, it's like a punishment for having it in the first place. It's like,
well, I'm low-key like mutilating my body.
Yeah,
like a little bit. That's how it feels to me, and that's part of the reason I stopped, is like every time I got rid of it, it just hurt my soul a little bit more.
Yeah. It also freaking hurts to rip your hair out or to, like, to shave it.
No, both shaving was awful because I, like, would nick myself. I mean, everyone nicks themselves all the time. That's, like, what happens when you're putting a blade to your skin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's what, like, just think about this. Like, that's a normal, like, part of the process is, like, accidentally, like, putting cuts on your body.
Yeah, it's...
To remove...
It's horrible.
Small piece, like, small hair follicles.
But then I'd also get, like, discoloration and, like, ingrown hairs. It's just... It was awful.
Yeah. And that in itself is, like, you feel like you have a need to remove the hair, but then the consequences of that also make you severely self-conscious.
Yeah.
It's, no, like... There's no winning. And it's so bad. It's so horrible, and there's so many people who feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my friends just like, you know, just talking about like, oh my god, I haven't shaved yet, oh my god, I need to remove this hair. Yeah. And it's just so,
and then
sad
when people say that, it makes me feel self-conscious because I'm like, oh well, I haven't removed my body hair.
I'm like, well,
is that bad, you know?
But yeah,
it's like,
or even worse, when I say, like, I'm like, oh, I haven't shaved at all in a while. And they look at me like, oh. It's like, oh.
Oh, I really try not to
surround myself with
people.
Well, yeah.
But I, what was I going to say?
I'm not sure. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I tend to admire and, like, think that women who do not shave are beautiful. Like, I feel no judgment towards them at all.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, every time I see a woman who doesn't shave, I'm like, oh, my God, like, you are awesome. You're my hero.
Well, yeah, also, self-confidence is sexy.
You look so good. Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like, if you're confident, then it really does not matter what you look like.
Also, I don't know if this is just me, but, like, the shape of armpit hair is, like, attractive. I'm just gonna say it. Like, it's attractive.
Yeah, no, I've grown to love my armpit hair. And my leg hair is...
Yeah. We're getting there.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But I am trying my best, and we're getting somewhere.
What is funny, actually, is when I was in, it was the summer of 7th to 8th grade, and my armpit hair was kind of grown in, but not very much. Like, by now, it has grown in, and I'm actually not very self-conscious about it at all. Like, it, I don't know, there's, I just feel more comfortable in it, obviously, because I've had it for longer than I did then. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, scrawny. It was, like, really scrawny. And also, like, it, like, was really, like, thin and not the same shape on both sides of my armpits. And so that was the first and only time I ever waxed my armpit hair, because I thought it looked so funny. It looked so weird. But I wish that I hadn't, and I just had embraced it.
God, that's another
thing. But it's like, that's another thing. It's like, even symmetry. Even trying to have it, like, yeah, like,
we're obsessed with symmetry in our culture.
Yeah, no, symmetry too is so dumb. It's so stupid. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another one, the symmetry. And, you know, yeah, even if you have a perfect body, but it's uneven in some way, it's like, oh, there goes the check mark. Mm-hmm. Taken off, you know?
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's really, it's complicated, because there's all this whole, like, you know, like, feminist culture of, like, do whatever you want with your body. Like, you can shave if you want to, or you don't have to shave. But I think that we need to, like, think about, we need to think about this whole thing about, like, well, why do we feel like we have to shave in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, why should we support that feeling of, like, oh, I really need to shave?
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked to people who are like, oh, I just, like, I like the feeling of getting into my bed sheets after I've shaved.
Yeah.
And it's that, like, is a great feeling.
It feels awesome. But at the same time, it was like, that is, you would not even be, like, you wouldn't know what that feels like unless you felt pressure to shave in the first place. Like, the very first time you shaved, it was not because you wanted to feel what your bed sheets felt like with smooth skin.
Yeah, I don't think...
It was because you felt bad about having leg hair in the first place.
I think that if no one told us to shave, or if it was like, I don't think anyone would voluntarily do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like,
Because it's freaking uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Like, if, just like any other part of your body. Like, we don't cut off our eyelashes. We don't...
No.
I mean, yeah, I guess we shave off our eyebrows for style, but, like...
Well, yeah, to make them symmetrical.
But that's a completely different... That's,
yeah.
No. I mean, like, completely shaving it off.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
But that's a... Very much like a... You know, a style thing.
Yeah, it's,
like,
that's more of an opinion.
Specific clothes.
Yeah.
And the same thing with, like, shaving your head. I mean, I guess that's a complicated topic, but...
Yeah, but I feel like shaving your eyebrows is more of, like, a commitment to, like, a certain, like, aesthetic or, like, way of being. Like, yes, normally it's, like, people with an alternative style, but I do, like, I've also seen women who, like, shave their eyebrows because they don't like the way that they look, but it is... That is an issue, and just, like, committing to redrawing them on. But I feel like... Yeah. The chances of being told, like, nobody tells you need to shave your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, I've gotten many people telling me, like, it's unhygienic to have armpit hair.
That's so crazy.
And to have body hair.
You know, it actually, like, is hygienic because... What
the hell? So hair, let's just talk to all of the animals that have fur. First off,
well, your hair literally protects your skin from dirt and, like, other
grime,
other stuff. It's like your eyebrows. Your eyebrows protect your eyes from, like, falling dust.
Yeah. And
your eyelashes.
Yeah, lashes protect your eyes.
And then you get in the shower and you wash it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyone who tells you that body hair is unhygienic just doesn't know anything.
And normally, the funny thing is it's normally men who have straight bushes under their armpits.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? And actually, I actually read about this. I followed this, like, page on Instagram called, like, Feminist. And it just talks about all this stuff. Oh, all this, yeah. like, totally taboo stuff about women. And one of them, I read, like, this tab about the reason that the idea that body hair is unhygienic and, like, came around in the first place. And it is because of Afro and Latina women who tend to have more body hair in the first place. It was a way a long time ago to divide those women from Caucasian women, especially in America.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And so the idea, like, Afro women and Latino women were obviously already considered, like, you know, dirty and more just, like, brutish. Mm-hmm. And so body hair was a part of that. And so immediately, like, men and, like, society started just saying, like, if you have more body hair, you are more like these women and these, like, dirty, like, this dirty thing.
Oh, God.
Because of the, just, like, the larger amounts of body hair that Latina and Afro women have.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the reasons why the idea that it was unhygienic and just gross came about, because of, like, racism. And so that's another thing, is, like, racism and sexism are really connected. And there's
you
cannot separate them, because both have roots within each other. Like, every single topic of sexism that you could ever talk about, you'll find not just, like, a trace.
Beauty standards
are completely Easternized.
Westernized.
Crap. Wrong one. Westernized.
No, beauty standards are based in the idea that, you know, a blonde, white, thin woman is the ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all connected, man.
Yeah.
All of it.
That's our message.
Yeah.
Well, that's always my message.
Yeah.
Everything's connected.
Yeah.
You can't compartmentalize anything.
Don't think that it's not, or that you can think about just, like, talking about one thing without it having a chain connection to tons of other things. 'Cause, I mean,
life is a cycle.
Yeah.
There are patterns that just have repeated themselves so many times in history and have incorporated other patterns. And, I mean, we've been, like, this planet has been alive for billions of years. So, you know, everything's connected.
Yeah.
You can't separate anything.
Yeah, especially in the society that we live in now, where everything is one with social media.
Like, now we're getting philosophical.
Everything is one.
No, seriously.
But no, it really is, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
cool. Thanks Lucia.
For having me.
Yeah. Thanks for talking about being a female. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. All right.
I'm a woman, and I'm proud of it. I love being a woman.
Do you have anything to say to, like, the next person I interview? Just anything, like, any words of advice, a message you want to tell them?
This is for me, too, actually. Life is too short. Like, actually, you know what? Screw that, because I believe in reincarnation. There's no point in hating on yourself.
Yeah. It's not worth it. It really isn't.
Also, strengthen your core. Like, I don't mean your physical abs. I mean your internal core, because that's actually my New Year's resolution. Because I think that if we all strengthen our core from a place of love, we will all be better people.
Yeah.
Also, like, we as a culture have just weakened our cores because we always slouch.
Stella.
All right, Lucia. She just called me out for having a really bad back. Okay. All right. Thanks, man. All right.
Thank you. Bye.